Greetings and salutations wherever you are in the universe, and welcome to the latest episode of An Espresso Shot of Confidence, the podcast that explores confidence from all angles and empowers you to be awesome loudly and proudly. It's time to grab yourself a drink and settle in for the next however long this episode is. I'm your host, the Master of Awesomeness, Ashley Griffiths, and today we'll be looking at the future and the past, and a question that often dominates our thoughts when we're considering an action. That question starts with what if. Life is dominated by them. We often think about all the things that could go wrong if we dare to step out of our comfort zone. And getting lost in those thoughts often leads us not taking any actions because we're too afraid. We're too scared about all the things that could happen if we take an action. And to quote Roald Dahl from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you'll never get anywhere if you go about what-ifing like that. Because let's take an example. Say videos. I work with clients to get confident on video. And many of them don't do it initially because they're worried about what might happen. They ask themselves, what if somebody trolls me? What if somebody calls me out? What if somebody says something negative about my voice or my appearance? What if I get banned from LinkedIn? What if it takes me 900 hours to record a video? What if I can't do it? What if somebody calls me stupid? What if the world explodes if I press the record button? That's a lot of negativity. That's a lot of fear right there, right? A lot of it. And all of that fear can stop you from taking action. It can stop you from finding joy. It just literally sucks the joy out of the room because you're too afraid of the consequences of an action. And therefore, you don't take the action. You don't do that action because it's just too loaded. It makes you feel too vulnerable. It's too risky to step outside of your comfort zone and throw out a few shapes. And this shows up in all areas of life. Take the example if you're going to change jobs or you're thinking of changing jobs or starting a business. Right now, you're in a job that you don't particularly like. But with the cost of living crisis, you're thinking, well, better safe than sorry. And then you see a job advert and you go, wow, that looks good. Well, I could do that. That's exactly my dream job. I've wanted a job like that forever. I'm going to apply, but, and you stop yourself. And the narrative starts. Well, what if I don't get the job? What if they don't think I'm experienced enough? What if I get invited to an interview and I mess it up? What if I quit my job and I don't get another job? What if they laugh at me in the interview? What if I'm stuck in this job that I hate for the rest of my life? And again, the fear sets in. And a lot of the time, what happens then is you just stay stuck. You stay in that place. Or you find an excuse or another activity to do that feels more comfortable. There's a reason so many of us spend so long scrolling online, looking at cat memes, watching Love Island. I'm not judging you, by the way. And whatever else it is that we do to fill in the gap of time where we could be actually making a positive change in our world. But we don't do that positive change because the what ifs just make the whole situation feel so goddamn loaded. But let's change that right now. Because ultimately, when you don't make that change, when you stay stuck where you are, when you let fear dictate the narrative, you are limiting your options moving forwards. You are keeping yourself from the things you truly want. Be that dream holiday, that relationship, the job, the successful business you've always wanted. All of these things are totally possible for you. And to make those things happen, you need to get curious. And the way that you can get curious is actually by using the what if questions. And in a minute, I'll show you how. Because it's a really, really creative, fun, engaging way to actually say, okay, what is possible here? I'm just going to share a quote with you before I do go into that by Angelina Jolie, because I think it acts as a really nice transition. So you'd think, what if I make a mistake today? I'll regret it. I don't believe in regret. I feel everything leads us to where we are, and we have to just jump forward. Meanwhile, commit and see what happens. So let's explore that. Let's explore what is possible right now. By taking that what if, looking forwards, looking now, seeing what is possible, what exciting things could happen. So let me just share you a story with that. I used to never do public speaking because I was terrified that I would faceplant myself when I got on stage. I hated the idea of it. It was scary. Or that people would laugh at me when I got on stage. That I'd go beetroot red. I'd look down and realize I'd not put my trousers on and I was wearing some really embarrassing underwear. Or maybe no underwear at all. And it's a cold day. And it stopped me because I was thinking, well, what if that happened? Now, let's think about this realistically. How many shows have you been to when somebody's actually rocked up and forgotten to put their trousers or their dress on? Not many, I'm guessing. And if you're thinking, well, yeah, I've been to some of those, was it by design? It's not going to happen, right? You know, we tell ourselves these crazy stories about what we think might happen. You know, like the world will explode if I post a goddamn video. You know, I can't do public speaking on the off chance I trip over. Wow, it's extremely possible. Geez, Bruce Springsteen did it on stage the other week. And what did he do? He got back up, picked up his guitar, waved to the crowd, I'm all right, and the show must go on. Yeah, he was probably embarrassed. He was probably a little shook up about it. But you would have never guessed because he cracked on. He was the consummate professional. And I know for a fact, if I was to faceplant myself or to slip or trip, I would try, if I hadn't faceplanted myself, to turn it into a little dance and I would make a joke about it. I know that now because I asked myself the question, well, what if you do faceplant yourself? What then? And I remember when I first practiced this activity, there's this moment when you take the narrative and twist it round, where your subconscious or your ego or whatever it is that's driving these messages in your head, that it stops. It's like, what? And it's got nothing to say. Because ultimately, it's spinning this situation of complete nonsense out of control in your head and putting massive control over you. But when you spin it round, there's no power in that voice anymore. Zero. It's gone. It doesn't know what to say with it. And it will try. It will try to get control again. So take the example. Okay, so what if I face plant myself? What then? Well, I might do a little dance. Yeah, but people will laugh. Okay. And what if people laugh? Well, maybe because they actually think the little dance is funny or they're trying to make you feel less self-aware. Okay, so what if they make it funny? Well, then I've broken the ice. And immediately the crowd are a lot more at ease. You see? You know, there's nowhere for that negative voice to go in the end. It runs out of steam. And I always say the same when it comes to videos. People say, well, what if people judge me? What happens if I press the record button and it turns out to be an ejector seat and I fly through the window? I'm like, well, what if you did? Okay. What would you do if you were flying? You'd be like, wouldn't that be amazing? Because we waste so much time on thinking about the what ifs could happen. And we definitely waste a lot of time on looking back at all our mistakes and our regrets and all of that. And what if I had done that? Well, you didn't. So What if that situation arose again? What would you change? What could you change? What could you do differently this time to get a better result? How would you act more differently in that situation so you don't upset that person or you don't lose a relationship because something really small escalated? What if you did that? What is possible there? So my question to you, my invitation to you is, what if you did post that video? What doors does that open? Who might see it? How might you be more confident by doing that? What could you get in your business and your life by learning that skill and growing in that confidence and increasing your network? What is possible? Or take this example. Say you've always wanted to go traveling, but you've always held yourself back because, well, that's scary. I can't do it by myself. What happens if I get lost or I can't ever get back? Or what happens if the plane doesn't go? Or what happens if my luggage gets stolen? Or what if you have the most amazing trip in the world? What if you discover something about yourself that you never knew when you were on that trip? What if you make a new friend, a new acquaintance, maybe a new lover? What if you find a new food that you absolutely adore? What if it inspires you to learn a new language? What if it inspires you to just completely move and become a digital nomad? What if you have the most amazing experience? And it inspires you to travel more because you just love the freedom. It sounds so much more empowering, doesn't it? So much more empowering. So for all of you that are out there listening, that are thinking about starting a new business, changing things up in your life, using videos, hint, hint, make it happen, doing public speaking, growing your business, changing your career, starting a new relationship, doing a new course, getting qualified in a new area. What is possible? Play around with it. Because as Michael Jordan said, it's better to shoot and miss than to let time run out and wonder, what if? So right now, if you've got those things that you want to do, those dreams, those desires, those things that you know will move the needle in your life and your business, your career, your education, your health, and that voice starts piping up when you dare to dream and dare to have the courage to think about what is next, when that voice of doubt and fear starts kicking off, change the narrative, because it's your life and you're the writer of that narrative. So switch it up and go, well, what if it turns out to be amazing? What is possible then? So on that note, we're keeping this episode short and sweet. So before we ride off into the sunset, let me give you today's espresso shot of confidence. It's better to find out what actually happens when you take an action instead of wasting your time thinking about all the things that could go bad. Find out what happens. Explore them. Sometimes there may be failures, but I don't believe in failures because there are no failures. There's only feedback. You learn something new every time you take an action. You learn what you like, what you don't like. You make a mistake, something doesn't work out the way that you planned it to do. Ask yourself, okay, what if I do it differently next time? What have I learned? And what if I apply that learning to get a different result in the future? What is possible then? Dare to believe. Dare to have the courage to ask those questions. And then take action. Because like I said earlier on, you are the narrator. You get to write your own story. What are you going to write? So thank you very much, as always, for listening or watching in. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you are listening or watching this to get notifications of when the next episode drops. So as you jump onto your flying carpets, set sail into the world of infinite possibilities. Always remember this. Don't forget to be awesome.